Your first welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonders Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Nehemiah Chapter 5. It's a relatively short Wonder Chapter. Let's start off with a word of prayer. Almighty, love you, God, one. Thank you for this wonderful day. One, thank you for the gift of life. One, thank you for the gift of provision. One, thank you for always being there for us, Father. Where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what we have done and what we have failed to do. May you forgive us, may you send your Holy Spirit to come and guide us. Always come and be there for us, Father. May you continue protecting us, may you continue guiding us, and may you continue showing us your words and your ways in everything that we do. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. Nehemiah helps the poor. Now the men and their wives raised a great outcry against their fellow Jews. Some were saying, "We and our sons and daughters are numerous. In order for us to eat and stay alive, we must get grain." Others were saying, "We are mortgaging our fields, our vineyards, and our homes to get grain during the famine." Still others were saying, "We have had to borrow money to pay the king's tax on our fields and our vineyards. Although we are the same flesh and blood as our fellow Jews, and though our children are as good as theirs, yet we have to subject our sons and daughters to slavery. Some of our daughters have already been enslaved, but we are powerless because our fields and our vineyards belong to others." When I heard their outcry and these challenges, I was very angry. I pondered them in my mind and then accused the nobles and officials. I told them, "You are charging your own people interest." So I called together a very large meeting to deal with them and said, "As far as possible, we have brought back our fellow Jews who were sold to the Gentiles. Now you are selling your own people, only for them to be sold back to us." They kept quiet because they could not find anything to say. So I continued, "What you are doing is not right. Shouldn't you walk in the fear of our Lord to avoid the reproach of our Gentile enemies? I and my brothers and my men are also lending the people money and grain, but let us stop charging interest. Give back to them immediately their fields, vineyards, olive groves and houses, and also the interest you are charging them, 1% of the money, grain and new wine and olive oil." "We will give back," they said, "and we will not demand anything more from them. We will do as you say." Then I summoned the priest and made the nobles and officials take an oath to do what they had promised. I also shook out the folds of my robe and said, "In this way, my God, shake out of their house and possession anyone who does not keep this promise, so such a person may be shaken out and emptied." At this, the whole assembly said, "Amen," and praised the Lord and the people who did as they promised. Moreover, from the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when I was appointed to be the governor in the land of Judah, until his 32nd year, 12 years, neither I nor my brothers ate the food allotted to the governor. But the earlier governors, those preceding me, placed a very heavy burden on the people, who took 40 shekels of silver from them in addition to the food and wine. The assistants also loaded it over with the people, but out of reverence for God, I did not act like that. Instead, I devoted myself to work on the wall. All the men who assembled there, we did not acquire any land. Furthermore, 150 Jews and officials ate at my table, as well as those who came to us from surrounding nations. Each day, one ox, six choice sheep, and some poultry were prepared for me, and every 10 days an abundant supply of wine of all kinds. In spite of all this, I never demanded the food allotted to the governor, because the demands were heavy on these people. Remember me, favor my God, for all I have done for these people. And that is where our Wonder Chapter for today ends. I just wanted us to pick one message, okay, one or two messages. And the first one comes from verse 9. What does verse 9 say? Verse 9 says, "So I continued, what you are doing is not right. Shouldn't you walk in the fear of our God to avoid the reproach of our Gentile enemies?" Amen. There are two messages that I want us to pick from here. The first one is learning to approach our fellow brothers and sisters who are going astray and then reminding them. Amen. So many a times we let our brothers and sisters to go astray, to lose track, to lose focus in the Lord. And at the end of the day, it is us to serve the burden. Amen. Don't be comfortable in sitting and watching your brother, your sister going astray. No, it should never, ever be part of you. When you see your brother or sister going astray as a Christian, remind them. Remind them. You never know. Another time you might also be going astray, and they will be the ones to remind you. They will be the ones to pull you back on track. Do not sit comfortably and allow your brother or sister in Christ to go astray. No. Let us learn to build each other as Christians. Let us learn to work together for the kingdom of heaven. Let's not be selfish. And that same chapter tells us that we ought to walk in the fear of the Lord. Amen. We ought to fear and revere the Lord. Because it's when we fear the Lord, that's the beginning of everything. We know this common phrase that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When we start fearing the Lord, when we start respecting Him, that is when everything else comes in. We should not give the enemy chance. We should not give the devil chance. And the other message that I wanted us to pick comes from verse 17. And what does verse 17 say? It says, furthermore, 150 Jews and officials ate at my table, as well as those who came to us from the surrounding nations. Amen. I want us as Christians to learn to share the little that we have. Share the little that we have. Amen. We shouldn't be so selfish and only think of ourselves. We have to feed others. And it doesn't necessarily mean feeding them food, you know. You can feed them other things. You can feed them the word of the Lord. There are so many ways that we can feed our brothers and sisters. We ought to learn to share the little that we have. Especially if you are privileged, amen. If you have been privileged to have excess. Why pour food if there's someone who is sleeping hungry? Amen. Why throw away books if there's someone going to school without books? Why throw away shoes if there's someone footing every day? The small things that we take for granted. If the Lord blesses you, bless others as well. You won't lose your blessings by blessing others. And that's what I have for you today. I want us to get some time. Read Nehemiah chapter 5. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We really love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. Where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, what we have done and what we have failed to do, we pray that may send in your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, to come and be with us, to come and protect us, to come and always look into us and be there for us, Father. We pray this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.